From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Kenya's president calls for prayer and 3 days of mourning following this week's terrorist attack at a university. Uhuru Kenyatta called for unity on Saturday, 2 days after al-Shabaab militants massacred 148 people, most of them Christians, on a university campus. In a televised address to the nation, Mr. Kenyatta declared a 3-day mourning period and appealed to Kenyans to safeguard the nation's peace and stability.
I declare 3 days of national mourning, during which our flag shall fly at half-mast. I also want to assure the families that the government will do everything possible to support the victims and their families.
Thursday's slaughter at Garissa University College was Kenya's deadliest terrorist attack since 1998's al-Qaeda bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi killed more than 200 people. A monitoring group says that Islamic militants are in control of most of a large Palestinian refugee camp on the outskirts of Syria's capital, Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday that fighters from the Islamic State and the Al-Nusra Front, which is al-Qaeda's branch in Syria, gained control of about 90% of the Yarmouk refugee camp. The two groups fought together against other rebels, including a militia of Syrians and Palestinians who oppose the Syrian government. In addition to the ground clashes, UN officials said Syrian forces were shelling the camp. Violence during the past week has trapped all of the current 18,000 residents inside the camp. This is VOA News. Russia and the Red Cross are calling on Saudi Arabia to pause its military campaign against Houthi rebels in Yemen to allow for safe deliveries of civilian aid and the evacuation of foreigners. The Russian plea came Saturday during an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council called by Moscow. A Russian draft proposal demands regular and obligatory pauses in airstrikes by the Saudi-led Sunni coalition battling Shiite rebels. Jordan's UN ambassador and this month's Security Council president, Dina Kawar, said that council members hope to reach a decision on the Russian-backed resolution by Monday.
The council members reaffirmed their views on the importance of the full implementation of the Security Council resolutions on Yemen, in particular Resolution 2201. The council members also reiterated their concern over the grave humanitarian situation that Yemen has been facing for a while.
In Geneva, the International Committee of the Red Cross called for an immediate break in hostilities, saying its aid shipments are being blocked. U.S. President Barack Obama says a framework nuclear deal reached with Iran is a good deal that was hammered out through tough, principled diplomacy. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama noted that international inspectors will have unprecedented access to Iran's nuclear program, and Iran will face more inspections than any other country.
If Iran cheats, the world will know it. If we see something suspicious, we will inspect it. So this deal is not based on trust. It is based on unprecedented verification.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Saturday that Tehran would be able to resume its nuclear activities if the West withdraws from the agreement that's to be finalized by June 30th. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Friday that his country will abide by its commitments under this deal. Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics in observing the Easter Vigil by challenging them to shun indifference and live their faith. At St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, Francis called on Catholics to go beyond their comfort zone, beyond laziness and indifference, and search instead for truth, beauty, and love. On Sunday, Francis will lead a Mass in St. Peter's Square and then deliver his twice-yearly blessing and message to the city and to the world. And in the men's U.S. college basketball tournament, the Duke Blue Devils beat Michigan State 81-61 to set up a final against either Kentucky or Wisconsin on Monday night in Indianapolis. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.